As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, December the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, at least news. Hard facts, when and where we can find those. Workable solutions, well, yeah. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Again, it's 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. For those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, EXETER, Missouri, M.O. 65647 in the U.S. of A. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local, your AM and FM affiliates and everything else. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't you like to have that list be about 300 names long? We just take the full 2 hours and just say howdy to all the people carrying the broadcast out across the fruited plains, as Doug Owen liked to say. Our listener call number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. Precious metals open higher. Weak U.S. dollar, declining home values, overstocked oil, and the crude oil, just blah, 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 blah. We'll go into all that stuff, too. The global complexion of wind power and electricity generation, we'll touch on that a bit today. We'll go back in and look at interstate commerce, Gustavus Myers, the America's true founding fathers, and so on and so forth. Let's go into our market report and put it behind us for this morning. The active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, found gold trading off $1.50, yet trading at $1,404.70, opening above $1,400 this morning in gold. Silver up 13 cents, opening above $30 at $30.42. Platinum off $9 at $1,746 for platinum, and palladium off $1 at $785 a troy ounce. Wow, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. The low at $1,400.13, just barely squeaked it in, but we got it. Opening above $1,400 this morning, the high at $1,410.30, so I got a $10 spread shaping up there, but $1,404.70. Your gold is up year to year $309 for a 28.20% return on your investment in ARM, that precious noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the price fixers in London ran up their little flags, rang the bell, and set the price at $1,403.50, and then all went out and committed suicide, probably. I don't imagine they like having to do that. But anyway, 1403.50, the gold fix for the morning. We'll be right back. Talk about the gold shares, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and so much more.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com has closed out a market report one time more in review. As active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading off at $1.50. It's moving up since then, trading off at $1.50 at $1,404.70 an ounce. Silver up 13 cents at $30.42 for a troy ounce of bullion silver. Platinum off $9 at $1,746 an ounce. And palladium off $1 at $785. The SPDR gold shares overnight. Basically, it's really over the weekend, too. It's been very slow there. But they're down 0.91 metric tons. They claim to hold 1,284.06 metric tons, valued at these spot prices on State Street at $57 billion. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 28 at 11,604. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 26,67. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index up 2. Closing at 1,261 this morning. Crude oil off 38 cents a barrel at $91.11 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index off 15 basis points at 80.25 in the Forex market. We find the Canadian loonie up 5 basis points at a buck even at parity with U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 22 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning up 8 basis points as well at $1.31. The British pound up 15 basis points at $1.54. And the Swiss franc above a dollar up 12 basis points at $1.05. This is the foreign exchange rates. You go to a foreign country, you want to do business there, travel there, do whatever, importing and exporting, all that. These are the rates that you pay back and forth. You can't take U.S. dollars to Britain, Great Britain, the British pound, or Switzerland, or Mexico, or Canada, and do business with them. You got to convert them so the money changers in their little temple make money on every deal. That's the whole idea. Anyway, going back in and looking at the things that we've got on the plate this morning as well, the two-year bonds, the yield on the two-year in treasuries, the U.S. treasuries are bonded indebtedness. The yield keeps moving up, keeps moving up. The two-year yield this morning is 0.73%, the 10-year at 3.48%, and the 30-year at 4.53%. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgages also moving up, moving from 3.93% a month ago to 4.36% this morning, and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages move up from 4.55%, you get it right now, to 5.02%. So we got 5% mortgages out there in the marketplace today. Not a really good sign at all. Got some relatively interesting stuff coming up in the economic calendar for today. Let's take a look at that and see what we've got cooking for Wednesday. Again, December the 28th, a bank reserve settlement, the MBA purchase applications, the seven-year, all that went down, is going down today. The MBA purchase applications is important. So let's go over there and take a look at that. Jobless claims are coming out tomorrow. And it's got a lot of people worried. The pending home sales is coming out tomorrow. It's got a lot of people worried. And I can imagine that as this thing continues to run out, we might see an end of the year with a stronger gold market, a stronger precious metals market, a weaker U.S. dollar. Here's the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. The results for the December the 24th week along with the December 31st week will be released together on Wednesday, January the 5th. So they've just delayed it. They just, you know, turn it off, shut it off. They're not talking about it. We've also noticed other reports that were to be out on specific moments in the day are just simply not being released. What's up with all of that? Well, they just have got bad news and they don't want to talk about it. Warren Buffett, of course, he's in the news basket this morning on the Bloomberg website once again. He's Mr. Bowtie himself, Berkshire Hathaway. And we've been talking about Gustavus Myers, the great American fortunes. Well, this guy here is definitely one of these great American fortunes in our time. Mid-American Energy Holdings, the power unit of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, Inc., will expand wind generation capacity by purchasing 258 turbines from Siemens AG and acquiring a project under development in Iowa. So this, these you know, kind of articles I've been bringing out to you on a regular basis every time we find them, is the headline here is Buffett's Energy Unit orders 258 Siemens wind turbines for Iowa projects. Of course, these Siemens, of course, this is one of the largest you know, engineering electrical plants in Germany. It's been around for a long time. A very good business model. It's a, you know, admirable in the way that it's worked over the years. There's probably not a house in America that doesn't have electrical equipment in it that is produced by Siemens. Well, maybe, maybe not, but it's S-I-E-M-E-N-S, not the other Siemens. The turbines will be located in five Iowa counties next year and have a combined capacity of 593 megawatts, enough power, they say, for 190,000 homes, all right? 190,000 homes. So you do the math. You got 258 turbines. Generating 593 megawatts, 190,000 homes. All of that works out to various ways of looking at the ability for one of these wind turbines to actually create enough electricity to run a home. But of course, it only runs it only generates that electricity when the wind is spinning old Don Quixote's windmill blades, and when the wind isn't blowing, they still need backup power. So it doesn't really. It's not like a full meal deal. It's like a supplemental thing. But there's a lot of attention being placed on this, and there's a lot of money moving into it. So let's walk through it. Middle American said today in a statement on its website, 52 of the turbines will be at the Laurel Wind Project, a planned facility about 50 miles northeast of the state capital of Des Moines. that MidAmerican will buy from RPM Access. Now, RPM Access is a little bit of an interesting company. We'll go to that in a moment. According to this statement, the purchase price wasn't disclosed. They're not telling you how much they're buying for the land. They're not telling you how much they're paying for the wind turbines, but they're floating this 190,000 homes out there as the carrot. You know, we're going to have enough electricity for all of that. MidAmerican, which Berkshire bought in 2000, so now we're talking about the decade of mergers and acquisitions. Berkshire Hathaway buys MidAmerican in 2000, sells electricity in the Great Plains in the U.S. West, and operates a pipeline that transports natural gas from Wyoming to California. So again, using the same models that were laid out by John Jacob Astor, and then following after that by Carnegie and by Vanderbilt and et cetera, the great American fortunes that we've been looking at, they continue to use the same models over and over and over again. And so one guy gets involved, let's say with wind power, wind-powered electrical generation, and through this process of combining and driving out competitors and absorbing and mergers and acquisitions, they can wind up with a virtual lock on this form of electrical energy in the 21st century. Siemens will manufacture the turbines at its factories in Fort Madison, Iowa, and Hutchinson, Kansas. So even though this is a German firm, they have brought to the theater of operations, if you will, factories where they do this manufacturing. Now, I have not been able to find these websites for these two companies that are actually making them. I'd like to find out who owns them, who's behind these, what does Siemens share involved in all of that, and so on. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So I guess it looks like Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett is up to his neck in Siemens and squirting all over Fort Madison, Iowa, and Hutchinson, Kansas. But it's a Munich-based company, all right? And they projects make good economic sense, they say, for Iowa and our customers. Bill Fehrman, the president of Mid-American Energy Company. Now, here's another one. I mean, this is going to get to be a pretty deep bunch of a pretty long list. Of people that are involved in this process, but Mid-American Energy Company, a subsidiary that made the Siemens order, said in a statement, all right, Siemens, Europe's largest engineering company, also signed a service contract for a Mid-American gas-fueled power generation. The natural gas plant provides power when other sources such as coal or wind can't meet the demand, all right? So it's not like you have a single point source of electricity. You're bringing in lots of other stuff. And with all of the other stuff that you bring in, whether it's a gas-fueled power generator or a coal-fired electrical generation plant, you know, they make steam and run that way, you've got all of this machinery, you've got all of this stuff going on, all of the suppliers, all of the contractors, all of the employees, and it just looks like a real hodgepodge when you look at it. But they, I guess they think that this is a better way to go than just simply doing a coal fire a power plant or perhaps even just putting in a clean, eco-friendly, green nuclear power plant. Anyway, continuing. About a quarter of the Mid-American Energy Company's generating capacity will come from wind. About a quarter. 25%. Right? But we've seen before that these guys are just up to their necks and their eyeballs into this idea of carbon credits. These windmills, Don Quixote's windmills, seem to be better or more profitable generating carbon credits than they are at generating electricity. Let's jump over to RPM here and take a look and see what they've got on their home site. This is RPM Access, the Renewable Power Markets company profile. RPM Access, which stands for Renewable Power Markets Access, is a group of diversified energy development and operating companies that focus on bringing practical misspellings all throughout this. You would imagine, I would hope that their engineering staff is better than their word processing staff, but bringing practical power generation solutions to the market in a timely fashion. RPM Access's main focus is on the development of wind projects in the Midwest. Over the last 3 years, RPM Access has initiated the development of more than 10 wind projects with a combined nameplate capacity in excess of 1,000 megawatts in Iowa, Kansas, and surrounding states. Then it continues. Other activities of RPM Access include the development of natural gas-fueled power projects in the Midwest, offshore wind development through its subsidiary, Seawind Renewable Energy Corporation, LLC. All right, again, mergers, acquisitions, corporations, interlocking boards and directorates, and so on and so forth. And, of course, Berkshire Hathaway is involved in this process as well. Of course, we go back and look at the Cape Wind Project. We go back to July the 19th and look at the National Ocean Council. It was created at that time for the development of these leasehold estates in federal waters, all the way out to, you know, this exclusive enterprise zone, all the way out to 225 miles offshore of the eastern seaboard, and then all the way down around through the Gulf of Mexico and all the way up the west coast from California all the way up to Alaska, around to where Alaska's border in the north along the Arctic Ocean there meets with Canada. All right, huge area, landmass in here, but that's all in here. But we saw there when we were looking at Cape Wind, being developed off of Nantucket Sound. I think it's 28 miles with something like 280 wind turbines in it, 28 square miles. We found there when we looked at that again, it too was going to be looking at making more money off of selling carbon credits than they would off of selling electricity. But we follow these up. So we've got its subsidiary, Seawind Renewable Energy Corporation, LLC, etc. So let's drop down a little further. The experience and track record of the RPM Access team is unique in the industry, as its two principals were the founders of two pioneering wind development companies that initiated and developed more than 1,000 megawatts of operating wind projects in the Midwest and the East Coast over the last 10 years. So for about 10 years, these guys have been working and developing. This is a company like some of the mining stocks that we could look at that's moving and grooving, and of course they attracted the investments of Warren Buffett. And of course, you know, he's the guy that recently bought, what was it, Northern Pacific Railroad? I mean, he's just like a, you know, they just go back and they take this stuff, they sit down and they read Gustavus Myers. It's probably their Bible, I don't know, maybe they have it on the front of their desk, just like I now have mine. And you just sit down and you read it and you get the model and you start to understand, how do we do this, you know, how do we bribe, how do we control, how do we control industries, how do we build it all together, what's this merger and acquisition all about. But Midwest Renewables sold its name and pipelines to Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA. Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA. Well, what's Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA? Iberdrola company profile in Radnor, Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah. Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA. You can go up and look it on the website. Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA, based subsidiary of Iberdrola, based in Madrid, Spain, the largest owner of renewable energy. So now let's go back in and look at the Nasco corridor and make the connection there. So we've got, you know, Juan Carlos of Spain. We've got, you know, Spain is one of the little pigs, the four little pigs. Portugal, Israel, Italy, Greece, and Spain. Spanish, okay? Iberdrola, that's where they're making all of these solar panels. And, of course, out in Arizona, they've got this huge Solarium that they're building out there as well. I want to talk about globalism, baby. It's happening, and it's happening in the green energy marketplace. So RPM Access again. Midwest Renewables sold its name and pipeline to Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA in December of 2006. The Atlantic Renewable Energy Corporation, now here's another one, initiated and developed more than 10 wind projects with a combined nameplate capacity of 640 megawatts in New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Over the last 10 years, Atlantic Renewable was acquired by PPM Energy subsequently. All right, PPM Energy. You see how deep this goes? In early of 2005, all right? So PPM Energy was subsequently acquired by the Iberdrola Renewable Energies USA in early 2005. RPM team consists of 14 full-time seasoned power professionals, blah, blah, blah. That's off their website. All right, but they're not alone in all of that. Now we've got something over here. Let me jump up and see if we've got a link to that. What have we got over here? Fort Madison Partners. All right, so let's open that guy right there, copy that link location right there, jump over here, pick this guy up, drop it into this place right there, pop that in there, go to there, paste that, and open that. And while we're waiting for that to open, and it's opening now, Fort Madison Partners, this out of the chat room, the Fort Madison Partners, here we go, is a forward-thinking organization made up of our local Chamber of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau, Main Street Economic Development Council, and the Fort Madison Southeast Iowa Regional Riverboat Commission. On this website, you'll find information about the Fort Madison community. Well, I don't know what that's got to do with it, but it's interesting nonetheless. Fort Madison, Iowa, lots happening up there. I don't see anything from Siemens on here at all. Let's see what we got over here. Scroll this and across. A forward-thinking organization made up, well, you can't get away from this, Chambres de Commerce, their Economic Development Council or corporation, and Main Street, yeah, that's all about par for the course. Okay, with that in mind, we'll close that out and go back over here. Interesting that. Close this down here. All right, back to this. When we come back, we're going to go to another one, Tarun. All right, and we're going to continue this thread for just a few moments. Pick up a little bit about fluoride, fluorine, etc., and then we'll jump into our text.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So it shouldn't be surprising when we look at the various places that Warren Buffett is out there putting up his money and all the various and sundry different places where Siemens and GE and the others are putting up these windmill plants. One question that I've got, and I'd really like to, you know, bore in on this, I'd like to find out just exactly what Siemens is doing in these plants that they claim to have. Are they building the wind power, you know, wind generators over here? Are they building the turbines? Are they building the blades? Are we importing the parts and assembling them here? Are they building the towers that these things stand upon? Just what kind of quote-unquote green jobs are being produced as part of these economic development councils in these various towns in the Midwest, you know? I'd like to find out more about that. But Tarun here is seeking to purchase 300-megawatt wind farm projects in Poland. This by Mark, I wouldn't even try it, Strzelecki or something like that. A unit of Tarun Polska Energia SA is seeking to buy wind farm projects with total capacity of 300 megawatts. So again, now, you've got this Tarun Polska Energies SA. This is another one of these consortiums buying up wind projects with total capacity, blah, 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 of 300 megawatts. Poland's second largest power utility said in an announcement published in the Rzeczpospolita newspaper. So this looks like a state-run energy consortium buying up individual wind products. The company is planning to set up wind farms with total capacity of 440 megawatts, just a little bit more than the other one that we were looking at. Chief Executive Officer Darius Liberia said in July. So again, we point back to Siemens, we look at General Electric, we look at the various corporations that are in the business of pushing green energy through Don Quixote's windmills. But let's look at it from the standpoint, one of the ways that I'm looking at this is from the standpoint of how much land is being invested, how much land is being purchased, how much land is being leased, how much of the offshore areas, how many of these offshore leases are going, how much money is going to flow from these offshore leases through the mineral management services, the MMS, Ken Salazar's group there, and under various names. And then, what about the idea that I've been trying to float is that when you've got all of these wind generators, you've got all of these turbines out there with all of these blades that spin in the wind as infrequently as they do, they're all wearing out. All right, it flies in the face of sound engineering. The more moving parts that you have, it flies in the face of some of the things that we've learned from Vicki Davis, her website, channelingreality.com, systems theory. What you want to do is you want to eliminate redundancy. And you can't be eliminating redundancy when you're buying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these wind generators and sticking them up everywhere, because every one of them has the three blades that wear out rapidly on the leading edge due to their interaction with the wind, and not to mention slicing birds in half as the birds fly by. Each of these has a concrete pad down in the bottom with lots of concrete in them to hold these huge things up with all of the rebar that goes with it. Then all of the underground wiring that has to run with it to get over to each of these individuals. And then in addition to that, you've got all of the steel that's necessary to build the tower and the internal circular stairway that leads from the ground all the way up to the very top. You go all the way up, you climb up there, you open up the hood of this thing, the cowling, and inside there's this huge generator with lots of huge cast iron parts and pieces. It's got brushes, it's got this, it's got bearings, it's got oil, it's got service. So it's an enormous, a colossal ongoing maintenance contract that runs with this thing. All right? Yeah, money, 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 money. Going to be lots of jobs in this. But is this really a solution to, like, global energy needs? I don't know. It really depends. But it does also depend on where you're at on the planet. Let's go into this one. Navin Fluorine of India gains after winning a UN credit for HFC projects. Again, this is talking about these carbon credits, all right? And we've seen that the European Union's carbon credit market is way down. The Chicago Climate Exchange is virtually non-existent now. A lot of people are moving out of this area and moving into other investments. But Navin Fluorine International Limited, an East Indian maker of industrial gases used in refrigerators, rose after it was awarded an additional 950,936 carbon credits by the United Nations. And we read the article the other day about Sandbag, that nonprofit organization over in the UK that was buying up these carbon unneeded carbon credits, and they were giving them away to people, encouraging people to give them away as Christmas gifts, because they thought by buying a carbon credit and giving it away and never using it that we could actually destroy carbon dioxide. I mean, these people are Fruit Loops, all right? Gone over insane. The shares, then it continues, talks about the shares. Such credits are bought by companies and nations to comply with limits on their emissions of greenhouse gases blamed for global warming, all right? The price of one credit, known as a UN certified emission reduction, all right? You can buy a UN certified emission reduction. That's the name of one credit. For delivery in December of 2011, closed at €11.23 or $14.74. So you too can destroy carbon, just simply carbon dioxide. You too can destroy carbon by buying a UN certified emission reduction from the credit from the United Nations for $14.74 U.S. They'll probably put a stamp on it and send it right out to you. You can get them on metric tons on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s Futures Europe Exchange in London yesterday. All right. The United Nations Clean Development Mechanism awarded the credits to the Mumbai-based Navin Fluorine for a project that reduces emissions of hydrofluorocarbon-23 or HFC-23. Now, just put that up in your browser and find out more about HFC-23. You'll almost immediately find a Wicca page opening up for you. And when you do and read it, you'll discover, just as with most everything that has to do with carbon dioxide, that the ocean puts out more HFC-23 than any other source. Naturally occurring, but, you know, like Don Quixote, out there tilting at the windmills, Sancho Panza, his little pal, we're going to go out there and we're going to try and compete with the ocean for the generation or the reduction of these gases. It was the first time the project was issued credit since December 3rd of 2009, according to Bloomberg, blah, blah, blah. The European Union, home to the world's biggest emissions trading market and a major buyer of credits, has proposed a ban on credits from HFC-23 projects starting in 2013, and then blah, 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 it goes on. All right. Here's a little bit more. Crude oil this morning, as we saw, dropped 38 cents at $91.11 a barrel. They say crude falls from a near 26-month high on pessimism about U.S. stockpiles. We've been talking about these stockpiles. We're just awash in petroleum products. They can't give them away at these prices. Oil declined from levels near a 26-month high in New York on speculation the economic recovery in the U.S. isn't fast enough to clear up the excess fuel supplies in the world's biggest crude consumer. Yeah, we're a big crude consumer, all right. But really, well, you got this many people out of work, unemployed, house values dropping like stones plummeting, people trying to refinance and get around these various and sundry foreclosures, all of the mayhem on this continent. People just don't have enough money to go to the gas station and buy, you know, this high-dollar gasoline. People are burning candles and kerosene lanterns in their houses to keep from having to buy natural gas to support their central heat and air systems. But it continues. Futures slipped as much as 0.8%, almost a percentage point, after a report yesterday that showed an unexpected decline in U.S. consumer confidence. People are losing their confidence in the con game. The Energy Department may say tomorrow, and this is tomorrow, the Energy Department may say tomorrow that gasoline stockpiles increased for a fourth week. And if they do, that's going to have a further deleterious impact on what's going on in the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and most definitely the U.S. dollar index. Crude for February delivery fell as much as 69 cents to $90.80 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange, blah, blah, blah. Government data published yesterday shows a decline in U.S. consumer confidence and a bigger-than-expected drop in home values. We reported on that. S&P Case-Shiller Index of U.S. property values fell 0.8% or another 1 percentage point in October from a year earlier, so on and so forth. Consumers anxious? Consumers are clearly still anxious about the future, and it's not just the consumers, naturally. You know, when the sheep in the herd start to fidget and move around, when the wildebeest all start circling up, well, the predators, the gangster banksters, they get a little bit anxious themselves. You know, they don't like it when all the wildebeest get in a circle like that. Kind of nasty. They put all the females out in the middle, all the little young guys inside, and the men right behind the ladies, and they're ready to do some serious business. And I would recommend that you don't mess with a pissed wildebeest. Anyway, the Energy Department will release its weekly report at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Washington, a day later than usual because of Christmas. They're delaying this bad news. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I don't know about you folks, but whenever I go into a furniture store in this part of the country, it's kind of like, you know, all the salespeople just descend on you, you know. They don't get a whole lot of business. Everything seems to be on, you know, discount, reduced sales, one of a kind only type of thing. Well, a little bit of Jewish fire, it looks like, going on up in Wayne City. Wayne City manager John Zeck tells WWJAM that fire crews are attempting to extricate them from the William C. Franks Home Furniture Store in Wayne. It looks like Indiana, probably. Well, a little bit of Jewish fire going on, getting rid of all that unnecessary furniture. Here's another article, Sudan Referendum Independence. If you were to run that into your browser and look it up, you'll find some rather interesting stuff going on there. Heard about this last evening, but this is new news. They're looking, the Sudanese people are receding into the background here as a they're having this idea that they're going to have it's a separatist a state. They'll have a North Sudan and the South Sudan, and the Muslims are in the North, and the Zionist Western plot to divide the South away from them is involved in all that. We'll find out a bit more about it, and then, of course, there's Zimbabwe and the Blood Diamonds and all that, but, you know, we rarely look at Africa, and yet there's a lot going on over there. Spent a little bit of time browsing around, found that one of the biggest hotels in Khartoum, Sudan, when you go there, you might as well leave your credit cards at home because there's no credit cards allowed in the building, and they don't accept credit cards at the counter. So I guess you're going to have to bring gold and silver coin, but that's not all that bad either. This off Al Aram, weekly online, published in Cairo by Al Aram, established in 1875, kind of been around a while. On the Sudanese referendum, the Sudanese people are receding into the shadows of the South Sudan referendum as questions of wealth ownership and political interest drive the country toward partition, writes Nihad Fatou, or Fatou. The Sudan Interesting now. That vast space of fertile land occupied by smiling dark faces who live a simple life is about to change. Sudan is the largest country in Africa, I bet you didn't know that, and the Arab world, and the 10th largest country in the world by area. See a show of hands for those that could find the Sudan on a map. The Sudanese land is as diverse as its people, but it's united by the eternal flows of the Nile. It has both the Blue Nile and the White Nile flowing through it. It's fertile land, note this, ready to be planted without any effort. Wow. It's fertile land, ready to be planted without any effort. Crude oil and petroleum were discovered. Its land is still offering its riches that are discovered from day to day. Among these are natural gas, gold, silver, chromite, asbestos, manganese, gypsum, mica, zinc, iron, lead, uranium, copper, kaolin, cobalt, granite, nickel, tin, and aluminum. Aluminium, as some say. Despite the United States sanctions, the Sudanese economy is one of the fastest growing in the world, according to a New York Times report of October the 2006. The promise of prosperity is firm, yet its conflicts and prospective divisions weaken it. It's a lengthy article, but you can find that again if you'll just browse it up for yourself. You can look at the Sudan referendum independence, put that into your browser, if you will, and look at it. But it's quite the hotbed growing. One of the things that they're trying to do is establish this referendum. They were really worried about not being able to get ballots in time. They needed 3.5 million ballots, you know. Amazing that they couldn't get ballots in time, as if, you know, we don't have airplanes anymore on the planet and there are no printing presses. And these people are worried about getting ballots. Well, they are worried about that. So, curiously enough, one of the articles that I read, the United Nations is graciously providing 7 million ballots for a referendum which may require as many as 3.5 million ballots. Now, why would you need twice as many ballots than voters? Unless you had an idea that maybe you could just go ahead and sit down and fill out all those ballots in a warehouse someplace, and then as you receive the ballots from all of the various villages, you just throw those in the convenient dumpster and put your ballots in circulation. Why would you print 7 million ballots when you only need 3.5 million? Interesting, I thought. Anyway, so we'll see what happens there, but all this is coming up this week. It may spark a civil war between Muslim North and Western Zionist Christian South. All right? That could be rather interesting, especially with China and China's military hovering in the vicinity. Will we be having a little bit of a confrontation there? You know, you look at the Red Sea in that area, the Sudan borders on that, and the importance of the Nile, and you might think of a hot spot there, a real interesting place for forward caches and bases. I'm certain that it would be a geostrategic location for U.S. military conquest, and I'm confident that the Chinese are looking at it there as well, not to mention the potential for a vast source of mineral wealth, including the rare earth minerals. Well, that's the kind of stuff that's going on out there in the big, wide, wonderful world we live in. I'm going to go back into this Interstate Commerce article and continue just a bit further from this. I want to close this one out because I want to go into the Interstate Commerce Commission as well. But just dropping in, right into the article again. In short, the state frames its taxing systems wisely if even the interstate commerce can be made to pay its share for the support of the states wherein it operates. Well, all that's rather difficult language written by Felix Frankfurt. But what we're talking about, again, is this idea, is it constitutional, if we could use such a term in this climate that we live in today, is it constitutional to impose this healthcare system and come in under the color of constitutional provision, the Commerce Clause, in all of this? Interstate and intrastate commerce. And we're talking about all these states going to go bust and blah, 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 and all this other stuff, all right? And taxes are going to have to go up, and austerity, you know, we're going to have to embrace the austerity measures. Well, it's part of this that we're discussing. An epitome of the whole process of legal adjustments under the Commerce Clause is presented in the original package doctrine. Just re-mentioned that yesterday, just kind of looking at a little bit of a review. Federal regulation finally may persist in the state of destination even after the original packages have been broken, as in the case of the pure food laws, and federal regulation may apply in the state of origin even before movement of the goods, as in the case of the antitrust laws. Now, this article out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, written and published back in the 1930s or thereabouts. Let's see if I can get a date on it. I can get a date for the publication of the book. Copyright 1932 by Macmillan and Company, and the issue that I have in front of me is 1937. And, of course, we know that Felix Frankfurter, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, was, buddy-buddy, chummy-chummy with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So here we see the pure food laws, all right? We see that the federal regulators are getting involved with that, and then we're talking about antitrust laws, and then, of course, there was anti-monopoly laws, and, of course, we've got Gustavus Myers back here laying down the backstory for all of this, the graft, the corruption, the greed, the mergers, the acquisitions, the combinations, the cartels, and the concerns. Very busy time period in the U.S. history. The last 50 years, again, now, for Frankfurter's writing, and this takes us right back to the 1880s, the last 50 years have witnessed an efflorescence, we talked about this, of federal authority, this blooming, this blossoming of federal authority as we went from the 19th century into the 20th century and then towards the creation of the Administrative Procedures Act, we started to have this effluence, this efflorescence, a blooming of federal authorities where the federal government started to assert more and more and more authority and jurisdiction over the states. And especially as it applies to interstate and intrastate commerce. Of course, the interstate commerce, the Commerce Clause, was again originally included in the Constitution because of the friction between the colonies. They were having a real hard time with interstate or intercolony or intercolonial trade. Right? That's where it comes from. Then it continues. We'll drop down a little bit more. Ultimately, these are phases of the central problem of the one and the many, which has been the leitmotif of American political and constitutional history. I'm going to say that again. Stumbled over it a little bit. Well, we'll have to wait and bring that back again right after the top of the hour. Stay with us. Hour number two, we're going to go into interstate commerce and other considerations.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today completely complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. In fact, my name is William Roberts. It's still William Roberts. It was William Roberts in the first hour, where we went through a variety of wind power projects news and other things. A little bit about the Sudan referendum coming up, the possibility of partitioning the north and south of the 10th largest country on the planet, the Sudan. Red Sea, the Nile River, and all the various branches and things like that, and Egypt, and Muslims, and Western Zionists, Christians, and folks is right on top of us. Within a few days, we could see more of this, but I was surprised, well, not really, to see nothing mentioned of it by Bloomberg, even in their worldwide and regional news. Nope, not a word, but there's probably something buried somewhere. Back to the discussion of interstate commerce again, closing out this article that was written by Felix Frankfurter in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences back about 1927, somewhere between 27 and 37. Anyway, nevertheless, back into it, closing this out. And we try to do some things on this broadcast that just aren't possible in a one-hour broadcast and typically haven't been possible for me on other networks, which is to really get into the nuts and bolts from time to time and read right from these texts. So that maybe we can understand some of the things that are out there that the media, the control media, would just as soon we just hit the high points. We just gloss over it, you know. All we do, we never get down and dig around in the ruts. We just hit the high points as we go flying down the road. So we'll go back in a little bit further onto this. Again, ultimately, these are phases of the central problem of the one and the many. This has been one of the problems that we've had, you know, e pluribus unum. You know, this has been one of the challenges that we've been trying to resolve in all since the creation of this country. The phases of the central problem of the one and the many. Now, of course, the one and the many isn't a problem at all if you have, you know, a democracy, where you have the collective being the sovereign, but where you have a republic where the individual is the sovereign, the one and the many, the intersection between the one and the many, is a real problem. You've got this one wolf out there, and he looks pretty hungry. And then you got all the sheep. Now, how do you deal with that? All right? Arm the sheep. That would be one thing to do. But anyway, which has problems? Which has a problem of one of the one and the many, which has been the leitmotif, that's German now, leitmotif, of American political and constitutional history. And it's going to remain at issue. As we look at Amitai Etzioni's communitarian law, of course you can find out more about that, the Anti-Communitarian League, Nikki Rapana's website. But as we look more and more at this idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, now this is right back on top of Jeremy Bentham and James Austin, or John Austin and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and the libertarians and the whole nine yards. Right? It's right in on top of what Gustavus Myers is talking about, this really great central problem of the one and the many. But the solution, again, of conflicts in the future as in the past will depend upon the prevailing philosophy of federalism of the Supreme Court issues. So we talk about federalism and anti-federalism, the federalists and the anti-federalists. Should we have a strong central power? Should we not have a strong central power? Should the 10th Amendment, states' rights, people rule? You know, the we refuse the 10th Amendment people, the 10thers, they're now starting to call themselves. My goodness. and the federalism of the Supreme Court justices. Okay, we know that the presidents appoint these Supreme Court justices with the approval of, what is it, the Senate. And yet at the same time, what we've discovered from Gustavus Myers and knew intuitively before was it was the captains of finance and industries that have been raising up all of these judges. We go all the way back in history. We understand that the creation of the America's Bankers Association almost immediately followed by the American Bar Association. Well, we'll be right back, Steve.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. You can jump into our chat room if you like, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion there. You can call in throughout the balance of the hour at 866-841-1065. Talking about interstate commerce now, talking about Felix Frankfurter's article here. We've got a lot of good information out of this and out of Gustavus Myers to cover yet, so let's continue, all right? The solution of conflicts in the future, as in the past, will depend upon the prevailing philosophy of federalism, of the Supreme Court justices. Do you believe that today, Lana Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor and the rest of the crew, the six Catholics and the three Jews on the Supreme Court serving in good behavior, do you believe that they hold the prevailing philosophy of federalism, or do they have a new philosophy? I wonder, question to you, reflecting in turn the views of American society, right? Lots has changed. Lots has changed these last 70 years since this article is written by Felix Frankfurter, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, reflecting in turn the views of American society. Do we have a philosophy, a prevailing philosophy of federalism? Or have people pretty much turned their back on that useless beast, the Washington, D.C.? Well, with the growing use of taxation as an instrument of state policy, isn't that well stated for a man that's so well known and well researched? With the growing use of taxation as an instrument for state policy and the development of state schemes for controlled production. State-controlled production? I'm more socialist by the moment. Where's the federalism in this? The questions will become nicer. Interesting use of words there, turn of a phrase. The questions will become nicer and the adjustments more subtle. Subtle, that beast, subtle beast. The questions will become nicer and the adjustments more subtle. Gradualism, perhaps? If the Due Process Clause does not interdict these social experiments in the insulated chambers afforded by the several states, each of the several states, sovereign at the time, still considered that way, able to hash out and thrash out these various things, whether they're talking about illegal alien invasion, the deliberate dumbing down of America, or the browning down of our country. It's very interesting, the insulated chambers afforded by the several states. The Commerce Clause remains to admonish that the insulation may have worn too thin. When we move from simple to complex, and we certainly have an increasingly complex, interdependent, interoperable world, according to Maurice Strong, out of the Agenda 21 book, but as we move from the simple, let's say, the colonies, to the more complex, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Territory, so on and so forth, as we move from the simple, let's say, the Declaration of Independence, through the more complex, this insulation between these states may have worn a little thin. The insulation along our state boundaries, our state borders, wears a little thin, especially when we're dealing with interstate and intrastate commerce. On behalf of the states, it'll be urged that demands for centralization, although in apparent harmony with the unifying forces of technology, frequently overlook possibilities of cooperative action, that there is a practical time limit, a practical limit to effective administrative oversight. Isn't that interesting? There is a practical limit to effective administrative oversight and judicial control. Have we reached that? Did we reach that long ago? Have we reached the practical limit of effective administrative oversight and judicial control? That in matters not obviously of common national concern, the states, or at least regions of them, this is interesting now, regionalism coming in, regions of states, the 10 federal FEMA regions, and so on and so forth, all right? Regionalism, regional councils of government, all of these things are working together, a very pregnant last paragraph of this lengthy article. There is a practical limit to effective administrative oversight and judicial control that in matters not obviously of common national concern, the states, or at least regions of them, have a localized knowledge of details. Okay? They have a localized knowledge of details. This is why we become vocal local. Because as globalism transitions from global to local, when we become vocal local, we can block the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And why? Because the states, or at least the regions of them, have localized knowledge of the details, a concreteness of interest, and varieties of social policy which themselves constitute values, that is, it is the highest interest of the nation to conserve. We talk about conservative versus liberal, and we think about local versus global, and we look at it from the local level, and we can understand that here in southwest Missouri, in the Ozark Plateau, south of the southern tier of counties of Missouri and the northern tier of counties of Arkansas, we pretty well have an understanding of how we can and cannot live and what flies and what does not fly. And we don't need the federal government coming in and establishing zoning and building permits and all of this nonsense that has little or nothing to do with raising hogs in the holler and running cattle on the grassland. You with me? We have localized knowledge of details, a concreteness of interest. I mean, you can't go 10 miles in this area without running across a church. This is the Bible Belt of America. You can't go another 10 miles without running across the Masonic Temple. The Masons are in here, and they're in here thick, all right? So the states, or at least the regions of them, have a localized knowledge of details, a concreteness of interest. You start running something like this federalization of the waters of this country. You bring in this S-510, this food bill. You start telling people in this part of the country, you know, that I can't, you know, share my tomatoes with my neighbor or down the street. And if I've got an overabundance of watermelons that I can't put them out along the highway and sell them to the passersby and perhaps trade my melons for somebody else's pumpkins or corn, Bubba, those are fighting words, all right? It turns our whole system of life upside down and inside out. Again, the states, or at least regions of them, have a localized knowledge of details, a concreteness of interest, and varieties of social policy, which themselves constitute values that it is of the highest interest of the nation to conserve. So, nevertheless, lengthy article. Glad you stuck with me for that one. Let's get to the end. We have gotten to the end of that one, although we could go into it in a greater scope and then look at the interstate commerce that happens between, you know, here we are in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement with Mexico on our southern border, Canada, our Canucks, our friends to the north, on our northern border, and we need to, you know, have intercourse in commerce between the three. Same sorts of things. The greatest friction is going to be right on the borders. And having a medium of exchange comes right back in again. You know, puka sticks and puka shells ain't going to work. We need to have certain mediums of exchange so that we can do business with the Canadians and we can do business with the Mexicans, like it or not, in our North American hemisphere. Well, with that in mind, we'll come back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And so as we let our minds wander into interstate commerce and we think about not only interstate but intrastate commerce, and as we step away from the nationalistic point, viewpoint, just, you know, the United States of America and our several states, and look out, then we can bring in an article like this one, this discussion this morning on the Sudan referendum. All right, not only is it important, you know, geopolitically, and it's definitely going to be important for these people because there could be massacres of untold size. You know, the Darfur, you all know about that. Well, that's part of Sudan. It could happen again. And again, this is the difference between the north of Sudan with its close ties to Egypt, predominantly Arab and Muslim, while the south was used to be predominantly a mixture of Christianity and animism. I don't know whether you've ever looked into animism or not. All right. But this is not something necessarily that's just coming all along, you know, out of their own understanding. Just back to this article again. Pressure from the international community and countries with an interest in the Sudan pushed for the enactment of the Sudanese referendum. The international community turned a blind eye to the unrealistic electoral fortunes of President Omar al-Bashir in exchange for this awaited referendum. The prerequisite for the referendum included a census. You know, they like that census idea. All right. They like the idea of sending somebody out with a GPS unit to stand on your doorstep and make sure they get three-dimensional coordinate geometry on your name and your street number, your 9/11 address, right? That's right. They like that sort of stuff. But they're doing that in Sudan, too. They want to know where all the grass huts are, I suppose, where the mud hovels are. The prerequisites for the referendum included a census, which will define how wealth and political power will be apportioned between regions. The census would thus be the basis of a voter registration process. Registration, key word there, voter registration process. These people becoming citizens, right? Registered individuals. What happens when you register your car? What happens when you've got the Torrens land registration system? Do you lose your freedom? Do you lose liberty here? Which would allow for national elections in 2010, which would in turn set the stage for the North and the South over what they are obliged to do under the Navassa Agreement. Funding difficulties and enormous logistical challenges in the South, unmapped minefields from the war make movements difficult, while up to 5 million Sudanese are nomadic. It could be a real problem, huh? You got minefields that are unmapped all over the countryside from the previous wars that they've had in this war-torn region, and you're out there with your goats and you're trying to walk from point A to point B? Wow. Talk about Pac-Man on level 10. Up to 2 million internally displaced persons from the south remain in camps around Khartoum in the center of the country, while refugees remain in Uganda and Kenya. A further complication results from the conflict in Darfur to the west, where civilians who fled attacks refused to take part in the census out of fear that the government would use the results against them. Darfuri rebels were unanimous in their denunciation of the census, while the justice and equality movements groups threatened to attack any census taker. I guess it's just as difficult to do a census there with all of these senseless workers in Sudan as it was in the Ozarks. Well, anyway, people around here didn't care too much for the senseless workers and your parasitical pukes invading our privacy. Anywho, back to the article and closing out this entire long series on the interstate commerce itself, so that we can prelude into the Interstate Commerce Commission here. But the trend towards centralization of control over commerce in the federal state would seem to be clear from the various foregoing analyses of the types of arrangements for the regulation of commerce prevailing in the various federal states. And so now, this lengthy article from the encyclopedia has taken a look at and encompassed the globe in the various federal states and have brought together the same kinds of phenomena going on in each of them. Succeeding federations have shown in their constitutions a tendency to accord to the central government more power over commerce than the fathers of the United States Constitution were willing to grant in 1787. So from the time that this little commerce clause, this very brief little ditty, was added to the Constitution, this thing has mushroomed far beyond anything that the founding fathers, the founders, if we will, ever had in mind when they penned those words. Nancy Pelosi, you're not going to know what's in it until we've passed it, right? And you're not going to know what's in it until it passes through the lens of the jurisprudence, the Supremes. You're not going to know how the court's going to interpret this in this modern perversion of stare decisis, where it's basically just whatever the judge said last month becomes a precedent for this month and moving forward. It is significant that in Australia, which followed most closely the original scheme of apportionment set out in the United States Constitution, the dissatisfaction with this provision in particular and with federalism in general is very strong. Canada alone seems not to conform to this general centralizing trend in control over commerce, but Canada's experience must be interpreted in the light of the Constitution's relatively liberal grant of power to the central government. Of course, you know, we've got a completely different situation going on with Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United States. You know, at least they're behind the curtain here. We don't have the Crown and Parliament assembled hanging over the top of us. Although Tony Blair is deeply involved with J.P. Morgan Chase. He's on the board. It's significant, again, dropping down further. Increasing economic integration within the various federal states has resulted in such increasing central control that the problem of interstate commerce relations has everywhere, except perhaps in the United States and possibly in Australia, become far less important than that of surmounting or somehow eliminating the barriers to international trade. So closes that article. Here's the Interstate Commerce Commission again, right out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences. An excellent encyclopedia set, by the way, donated to our library by Pete up in Washington. We'll appreciate that, Pete. This federal administrative tribunal is unquestionably the leading governmental agency of economic control in the United States. Do we need to say that twice? The Interstate Commerce Commission. This federal tribunal is unquestionably the leading governmental agency of economic control in the United States. No wonder they always come back underneath this Commerce Clause. Through its sweeping authority over the transportation of persons and property, persons, that's what they're trying to do in the Sudan with the census, take these individuals and reduce them to registered persons. Through its sweeping authority over the transportation of persons and property, especially by rail, and now we bring in, really, the reason for the season, comparing Gustavus Meyer's book here and talking about Astor and the great fortunes of America and Vanderbilt and Carnegie and the rest of them, especially by rail. It not only imposes extensive restrictions upon freedom of enterprise, but exerts a dominant measure of positive control over both individual transportation agencies and transportation systems as a whole. And you've got these backscatter machines at the airports. And just last evening I heard an article read in regards to the raising of the cost of air travel due to the extra expense for security. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.69, the promotion of a culture of safety, the development of the safety cult that we live in these days. In the exercise of this authority, moreover, there is a marked departure from traditional legal processes. A marked departure from traditional legal processes. You're not going to know what's in this legislation, food safety or any of them, until after we've passed it. Until after it's passed through the lens of the Supreme Courts and the appeal courts across America.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And an interesting article dropped into my email basket by one of our listeners and chatters. This article out of Austin-based Cielo to build a $100 million wind farm west of Amarillo. Okay, a facility to generate enough power for 54,000 homes, officials say. Right? Officials say, experts say. Austin-based Cielo. C-I-E-L-O, wind power, has signed an agreement with the Xcel Energy, a utility with operations in 8 states, to build a $100 million plus wind farm west of Amarillo, Texas. Spinning Spur Wind Ranch will include about 110 wind turbines Think about the maintenance contract available on that one. Over 20,000 acres. Think about the all of the various and sundry, you know, miles and miles and miles of wire and everything to connect these guys together. And is expected to generate enough electricity to power 54,000 homes annually. All right, so this is down considerably from what they're trying to achieve with the article read previously, where they're looking at 790,000, was it, homes? Xcel has agreed to buy power from the wind farm over 15 years. Our modeling shows this purchase is economically beneficial to our customers, and it also decreases our reliance on traditional generating sources. Of course, they don't say that they're going to have all the same backup sources there for those days when the wind doesn't blow. The only place I know of where the wind never stops blowing is in Yakima, Washington. Anyway, everyone made compromises to get the wind price competitive. Compromises. Tax subsidies for wind farms, as well as other economic development incentives, are expected to be an issue within the Texas legislature when the Texas legislature tackles a $24 billion shortfall next month. Robin Peter to pay Paul. Federal subsidies here in Texas now, in the Austin area, just the very same as we hear about coming out of Europe, where in Germany, you know, the tax subsidies for these various and sundry products, and in Holland and elsewhere, are huge. Free energy? Yes, again. In the exercise back to the Interstate Commerce Commission, again, the Federal Tribunal is unquestionably the leading governmental agency of economic control in the United States. At least this was the case when the article was published so long ago. In the exercise of this authority, moreover, there is a marked departure from traditional legal processes. This is where we really came on the beam here when we were going into Anthony Seebach's book, The Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence. And we'll come back to that after we finish these articles. Although the commission is a federal tribunal, its most significant powers extend in practice to intrastate as well as interstate commerce, for those of you that have sent me emails, thinking I'm pulling a little bit too far when I talk about the intrastate as well as interstate influence of the Interstate Commerce Commission, the ICC. Continuing, although it is an administrative agency, okay, now we come back to 1948, Administrative Procedures Act, it continually adjusts controversies and prescribes courses of future action. Now, of course, at the time when this Interstate Commerce Commission was brought into power, this is because of all of the trouble that was going on in the railroads. Again, Vanderbilt and Carnegie and the others and Jay Gould and his pals, all right? People were crying out, save us, save us, save us. You know, they're tugging at the teats of Uncle Suck, you know? Save us, save us. And save us they did. But after they created this institution and everybody quieted down and public opinion quieted down and the muckrakers were suppressed, like Gustavus Myers here, all the muckrakers were suppressed and the historians came out and started painting glorious pictures of the Carnegies and the Vanderbilts and the Astors. What happened? Well, the representatives, the lobbyists from the Carnegies and the Astors and the Goulds and others, they all come in and they people this board. They people this administrative agency. They people the commission. All right? And then it's just business as usual, only now it has an even stronger color or form of law. It's coming out of a government agency. Very important to understand that switch that happens almost every time. It continually adjusts controversies and prescribes courses of future action, just like the FCC now looking into the internet and net neutrality. Despite the exercise of these judicial and legislative functions, does that sound familiar? Does that sound like your local building department? Is that the International Property Maintenance Code where the code official comes out into your yard and he becomes both the legislator and the judge, the jury, the cop, right in your yard? And how dare you go up against his rulings? All right? Who are you going to appeal to? in a situation like that? And who do we appeal to when the Interstate Commerce Commission rules one way or the other and the Supreme Court, bought out as they are, just goes along like a dog and pony show? It's regular. Well, let's continue. Despite the exercise of these judicial and legislative functions, it institutes criminal proceedings and penalty suits, all right? So it has all three branches of government tied up inside of one house. And it moves on its own initiatives, as well in response to complaints and applications. Complaints and applications. You've always got the squeaky wheel. You always got the hanky wringers, all right? And then you've got the corporatists who are in there making applications for special privilege. And the more we're familiar we become with Gustavus Meyer's book here, The History of the Great American Fortunes, the more we'll understand how this process got started and how metastasized it has become today. Its regulatory activity and execution of vast grants of discretionary authority results in a series of governmental acts which, while subject to modification by the administrative tribunal itself, constitute, for the most part, conclusive determinations. Thus saith the Lord. All right? The Commission's performance on this basis is exerting an increasingly potent influence upon the status of the railroads and of other carriers. You know, we've got Amtrak now, nationalizing the rails. Subject to its jurisdiction. The railroads subject and other carriers, that would be trucks and cars, subject to its jurisdiction. What is the scope of the jurisdiction of the Interstate Commerce Commission that seems to have an ability to have jurisdiction over intrastate as well as interstate jurisdiction? It would seem to be global, national, and international, because we have the borders with Canada and Mexico. So now we have this perimeter boundary drawn around the whole damn banking institution, all right? Security perimeter, all the way around the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, where you neither come nor go unless you were called or sent. Continuing. Okay, so the Commission's performance on this basis is exerting an increasingly potent influence upon the status of the railroads and other carriers subject to its jurisdiction, and its administrative experience is providing a rich background for fashioning the character of other agencies of control. So it's like the whore of Babylon and all of its harlot daughters, to use a biblical reference there, for fashioning the character of other agencies of control. You can think of it like the United Nations, with you have the Secretariat, the head, at the top, Ban Ki-moon, and then you have all of the various organs and bodies under that head. This is your old Bishrat physiology program here. State as well as federal, particularly in the field of so-called public service industries. I mean, I'm not Jew, but I'm just about ready to puke on this public service stuff. Public service industries. We're a service economy, right? We're a consumer economy. Everything is public service these days. Even McDonald's is a public service. No longer can they have toys in their Happy Meals, you know? Wow. The Commission's prevailing position, as in influenced in large measures by the weight of its own informed recommendations. Its own informed recommendations, you know, experts say, experts said. So they call up academia and they say, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, we got a real problem here. We need to have an answer. We need to have an expert say. And for $25,000 or $2.5 million, you take a pick. We need to have a report, and we don't care whether it was written by a bunch of grade schoolers or whether it was a doctoral thesis, but we need a report. We need a recommendation. We need an informed recommendation. Can you supply that by Tuesday? Of course they will. Again, the Commission's prevailing position, as influenced in large measure by the weight of its own informed recommendations, they're making the recommendations, is the outcome of a course of development, legislative and judicial, extending over a period of more than four decades. Again, this is like stare decisis. This is judge-made law, but they base everything on precedent. You have to have something happening today so that you can base something on it in the future. And that's in a very important precedent. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so back again now into the 20s, we're looking at the development of the Interstate Commerce Commission as it was known then, and we can see how it's metastasized and grown since then, all right? Right out of common sources, secondary sources, remember from our study of legal research and writing for the paralegal, Bouchot. There are those things that we would consider suitable, let's say, in a courtroom as primary sources, in other words, case law. I would challenge that, but, that's what they say, case law. That's primary sources. That's the decisions of the court. And then there's all these secondary sources. We go into dictionaries, the law dictionaries, and other dictionaries. And we go into encyclopedias, legal encyclopedias like Amjur and this one, others. These are secondary sources. And, of course, they're the books, the authors, that help to round out our understanding on these various and sundry things. So that we're not blinded by the science, so to speak. Continuing along here, the Commission's prevailing position, as influenced in a large measure by the weight of its own informed recommendations, is the outcome of a course of development, legislative and judicial, extending over a period, again, of more than 4 decades. 40 years. And this was written in the 1920s, and so we're talking about from the 1880s forward, all right? 40 years. setting up this phenomena that would then become the Interstate Commerce Commission, that tribunal that has extraordinary power over commerce in this country. You know, and what is it? You know, it's the money, stupid, Clinton said. And follow the money. The original act to regulate commerce, under which the commission was established in 1887, was a mere beginning because the states had been held to be without constitutional authority to regulate interstate railroad rates. They had to do an end run around the Constitution. That was the idea when the International Bankers Association, the IBA, created the International Bar Association, the IBA, and then they created the Uniform Commission on the Commission on Law. I usually like to just simply say the Uniform Law Commission. It's not really like that. It's kind of a play on words, but it's the Uniform Law Commission. They created that, and the reason they created that was to get around this pesky impediment of a federal constitution and a multitude of state constitutions to bring it all under one house, the big umbrella theory. But again, this was just a mere beginning, the act to regulate commerce, because the states had been held to be without constitutional authority to regulate interstate railroad rates. When you get to the border of that state, everything changed. All games are off. You cross over the border. You know, you used to say you make a run for a border. That was back in the moonshiner days. You make a run for the border. You got a 1931 DeSoto or whatever, loaded to the gunnels with running water or loaded to the windowsills with booze, and the red lights are in the rearview mirror, and you make a dash, a mad dash for the border. Because if you get across the state border, even out of a county line, then the county sheriff drops off, the state patrol drop off, and until they came up with radio, they weren't able to radio ahead. You know, you've seen those old, remember those old cops and robbers movies? Anyway, this is what this is all about. That boundary is so important. The federal government entered upon the task of control because continuous supervision, impartial investigation, and flexible adjustment of carrier public relations were deemed to be imperative for effective control. Resort was had to administrative regulation. So unable to resolve the conflicts amongst the states and in the states, they appealed to Uncle Suck, okay, wringing their hankies, coming in by a bunch of little spoiled children, fighting and squalling, you know, mark and reprisal, tariffs against one state to the other state. We didn't want your groceries over here. You don't want your groceries over there. We don't want you to bring your shine into our state. We don't want you, you know, they don't want us to take our shine into their state. We got better hemp over here than they got hemp over there, blah, 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 blah. And so this rose up, the act to regulate commerce. Continuing, the widespread prevalence of discriminatory adjustments was the most influential cause of the adoption of this federal legislation. So it started out with a good purpose, perhaps. Just as the outcry against extortionate charges had lent a primary impetus to the enactment of the earlier Granger legislation by the states. So again, for those that do their research, you jump out and you take a look and see what the Granger legislation is all about, because it was a precursor to the Act to Regulate Commerce, 1887. The Act of 1887 was designed principally to prevent unreasonable and discriminatory rates and practices. The provisions of prohibiting pooling, all right? Up on the Kitco website, you can get involved in gold pools there. You don't go up and look at the pooling of all of the, you know, under MERS, the pooling of all of the all of the titles to properties, all these transactions and real estate transactions, pooling them together, building, what do they call them, the credit default swaps and things like that, the CDOs, and requiring publicity of operations dealing with accounts and reports. No one wants to do any publicity when it comes to their accounts and reports. Nobody wants to embrace transparency. Even the Federal Reserve, you know, look how much trouble, you know, Congress had to go through. Say, God, please put out the list. They did. It's on their website. You can go get it if you have Excel. You can read it for yourself. They showed you where your bailout money went. The every Rothschild banking brother, sister, and downline that you can imagine by the billions. But the way that they list it makes it really difficult because it's one share at a time, 21,000 records. Wow. Anyway, the Act of 1887 was designed principally to prevent unreasonable and discriminatory rates and practices. The provisions prohibiting pooling, requiring publicity of operations, dealing with accounts and reports, and endowing the commission with investigatory power were calculated to facilitate the achievement of these main purposes. And the Vanderbilt himself, the Commodore, you know, he was notoriously famous, and so were the others. But he was notoriously famous for not disclosing what he was doing. I mean, they were on the cutting edge of corruption. They had the merchant class in an uproar. Vanderbilt and the others basically took the mercantilist idea and they just put it on steroids. And they started with these combinations, this idea of merger and acquisition. But serious difficulties progressively emerged, which rendered this original legislation an inadequate basis for the commission's exercise of control through reliance upon constitutional protection against self-incrimination, unwilling witnesses withheld essential testimony from the commission. This is this idea of lawyering up. We could talk about Chauncey Depew, Vanderbilt's hired gun in law, who himself became, a U.S. senator, etc. We could go in and talk, and we will in the future, look at all of the bribery, how they bought law and legislation and bought public opinion in their day, much as it's being bought today. Nothing changed. But whenever it's convenient, again, through reliance upon constitutional protection against self-incrimination, unwilling witnesses withheld their essential testimony from the commission. Whenever it's convenient, they pull out the Constitution, don't they? I guess they're going to open this new session, the 112th Congress, with a reading of the Constitution. They'll get somebody that has a nice oratorical voice, and they'll be up there reading the Constitution as they open the 112th. You know, everybody will be watching porn and playing with their neighbor's lap. Everybody watching porn, looking at their laptop. Maybe half the people will be gone. Everybody will remember that they had a luncheon appointment. But somebody will stand there for the CNN cameras C-SPAN cameras, and they'll read the Constitution. I wouldn't be surprised if they just... Well, I don't know whether they'll do the Glenn Beck artificial tears, weeping, you know. They'll wrap themselves up in a Martha Washington flag, come in with a three-corner hat, a tricorn, a 50-caliber musket, you know. They'll just stand there and weep and read the Constitution. Then they'll put it back under glass and surround it with brass and put it back in the mausoleum of all things Americana, right? They won't look at it again. Amazing. As a result of the procedure provided for the enforcement of administrative orders, whereby the commission was charged with the burden of securing compliance with its findings through judicial processes, and these findings were to serve only as prima facie evidence of the facts, the adjustment of controversies was long delayed, and by considering proceedings de novo, the courts tended to exercise a dominant influence in their disposition. Because of restrictive judicial interpretation of some of the basic provisions of the Act, those relied upon especially to prescribe future rates and to eliminate alleged long and short-term short-haul violations, the Commission found itself without adequate substantive power to mold any positive basis for the future. So they just rendered themselves impotent. On that note, we'll stop for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name.
I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.